Hi, this is Oliver from Solution Loans and welcome to this new podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about credit ratings and if a bad credit rating could affect your employment in any way. Now, it's no mystery that a bad credit rating can make it very difficult, of course, to get a loan or a mortgage, but are there other implications too? And specifically, we're going to talk about employment. Although employers have to be careful when searching employee personal information and making decisions based on that information, I think you'll know already that credit data is very easy to obtain. So if you've had financial difficulties in your past, it's natural to be concerned as to whether or not that might affect your future employment prospects or indeed the job you currently have. When does your credit rating crop up in relation to employment? Well, the first thing is that employers would need to get your permission, either as an employee or a candidate for a job, to check your credit rating. They can't do that behind your back. An employer wouldn't routinely just check the credit status of its employees, but there are certain moments in your career when you might find yourself signing a consent form for a credit check. So what might those moments be? Well, the first could be in relation to a job application you've made. Many employers now request the approval of an applicant to carry out a credit check when they receive an application for a position. Not every employer will do this, and each has their own set of criteria against which to judge whether the candidate is suitable. The second moment would be perhaps when you're looking for a promotion. Some businesses will also review the credit status of an employee just prior to a promotion or offering a new role. The third occasion might be what is called a lateral hire. When you move sideways or diagonally from one business to the next, the new employer may well want to check you out to see whether your credentials, your financial credentials, your address details and so forth are in line with what you've said. And this leads into the fourth occasion, which is really to do with due diligence and the employer wanting to check that you are indeed who you say you are. So they'll use your credit records, your credit file, as a means of checking your identity. So why do businesses check employee credit ratings? Well, there's a lot at stake for an employer taking on a new member of staff or promoting them. For many businesses, it's simply become a habit to gather as much information as possible on the potential new hirer. This provides a more accurate picture of those who've been taken on and how they operate as an individual. Other businesses may need to carry out a credit check due to the nature of the work involved. So, for example, applications for an accountancy position or a job working with cash in a bank are more likely to require a credit check. If you're applying for a financial advisor type role, then the way you handle your own money might have an impact on whether you're suitable for the job. What are the consequences of a bad credit rating, you ask? Well, if you've given the potential employer permission to look at your credit rating, and if it doesn't match the criteria that they're looking for, then you may not make it through to the next stage. Now, this is never a foregone conclusion and will always depend on the job, the employer and the rest of your application. When it comes to losing your job as a result of a poor credit rating, it is much less black and white. Employers have to be extraordinarily careful when firing employees, and so usually would only do this for a very good reason and probably not in relation to your credit rating. And most employers won't simply hand out a P45 to an existing employee who hasn't done anything else to warrant being dismissed. Plus, they won't look at the entire credit report, just the information they need to make their decision. So, if you don't have a great credit rating and your employer has requested permission to check, it's worth opening a channel of communication about why they wish to do it before you make any decision about saying yes. But if you have a poor credit rating and it worries you in relation to your employment, what can you do to improve it? Well, here are some ideas. Firstly, try and clear some debt. Even reducing your debts by a small amount will improve your credit score. Then make sure there are no mistakes on your report. Mistakes can damage a credit score, and you can ask to have these removed by the credit reference agencies. The third thought would be to not keep making applications for credit. The more you do this, the more it will actually soften your credit rating. And finally, make sure you're on the electoral roll. If you're not, this will definitely damage your credit score. Now, if you want to find out more about bad credit and how to handle it and how to improve things, then I suggest you head off to our website, solution-loans.co.uk/bad-credit-loans, and search for Fix Your Credit Rating. We have an entire page with a fairly detailed plan for how to go about meticulously improving your credit score, and you may well find this very useful. So thanks for listening, and come back and find more podcasts from us when you next have time. We look forward to talking to you then.